Dead End Hip Hop album review, The Game documentary 2.5. Like we said, man, we was gonna get back to it. We was gonna give you this review as its own entity. If you want to support The Game in the documentary 2 and 2.5, make sure you go ahead and download the album from the description link below. And also, we have a Patreon account. If you don't know what that is, just go to patreon.com/deadinhiphop. And that will be in the description too. Make sure you go check up on that, man, because it could be doing some big things for your boys.
So 2.5, I had no idea what to expect because I know that The Game had said he was gonna drop a double disc album. Some people had said he was kind of honoring Biggie and Tupac, Life After Death, and you've heard that, right? All Eyes on Me. But those came out, you know, you purchased that at the same time. The only other time I can think of something like this, and I'm not comparing these albums at all, but just kind of this strategy, maybe, is Nelly. A few years ago, dropped Sweat Suit.
Yeah, so is he honoring Nelly too?
No, he's not honoring, yeah. So I had no idea. I'm also thinking of the Carter, right? When Wayne would put out Carter 1, Carter 2, then he'd have like a Carter 2.5 or a Carter, 2.1, 2.2. Did you all ever hear those mixtapes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, documentary 2, this was a solid project. What is, you know, is the documentary 2.5, is that gonna be just kind of 18 bonus tracks? I had no idea what to expect. And so he comes on with a skit with Sway, which I thought was interesting. I think a lot of younger people who, you know, didn't grow up like when G-Unit was at its prime, I think that they will appreciate that. Comes in with the first track and he's got Anderson .Paak, who I enjoy. I thought that Anderson .Paak was a little overused on Compton. But then the third track, which is Crenshaw / 80s and Cocaine, was phenomenal. I thought that was just an incredible, that might be the best song I've heard this year. One of the best, I mean, that was great. And so I was like, okay, well, you know, if these are just bonus tracks, like, why didn't these make the album? Like, this is incredible. Putting it in, I didn't know what to expect. The documentary 2.5, I had no idea, you know, what to expect. Gang Bang, very strong. J-Rock and Schoolboy Q, they're really consistent artists, right? And then The Ghetto, that comes in and you hear Nas, and he's talking about global inequality, and it's Nas too, and it's really like Nas at his best. And at that point, I'm like, these aren't bonus tracks. Like, this is gonna be a dope album, you know? And I'm like, where was this on documentary 2, you know, not 2.5. From Adam, I think Kool & Dre produced that track. Extra, that beat, that's just the type of beat that I like. It sounded kind of like a slowed down Just Blaze beat. Wayne's hook, I even liked Wayne's hook. But the same thing with the documentary 2. With Kanye, I wanted to hear a verse. Like Wayne, he can do a pretty good hook, but anytime he's on a track, I wanna, you know, hear a verse. But those are very like intense tracks. So he's talking about gang activity on some of the tracks. He's talking about the history of gang activity in Southern California. And he's talking, you know, they're talking about inequality, not just in Los Angeles and Compton, but all across the world. And then all of a sudden, halfway through the album, you get to Intoxicated, which this is kind of a break, right? This is kind of, because it comes in very intense. Then Quick's Groove, which is track 10, sounds exactly like the title sounds. I thought it was great. I'm a DJ Quick fan. This was a DJ Quick beat and DJ Quick doing what he does. Like I said earlier, the West Coast has been getting a lot of respect and a lot of interest lately. And people are going back, they're listening to NWA albums, they're listening obviously to the newer guys with TDE. They're going back to The Game. I think that this will draw people back to The Game. But I thought it was important to have DJ Quick on this project as well, because he was such an important part of the West Coast. So let's not forget about Quick. So that was kind of my approach with that, or just kind of opinion on that. The sex skit though, I remember when you all were reviewing, your album?
Yep.
Like you just took, okay. When you all were reviewing Ready to Die, Mike had said, I think Mike and maybe Ken as well had said, why would any rapper why do you do this thing where you just record this sex skit? And that's exactly what this was. And it was very unnecessary. I've listened to it one time just because I was like, okay, where is this going? And it's not even creative. I think like Father, Like Son 2, I really like that a lot because that's a track off of the documentary. And I think anytime that you do a sequel, that you should always connect it to the original piece. And I guess I saw a lot more of the connections on 2.5 than I did on the documentary 2. And I thought Life, I thought that that was a really good song. I thought that, because you know, he's talking about relationships, he's talking about his family on Life, and I thought that that was a more mature game compared to what you heard on 2. Overall, like, I thought 2.5 was the album that the game wanted to make, more so. Like, he's doing collaborations with Nas, collaborations with Scarface, right? I thought Scarface was great. E-40 was on this, but not much. I think he just inserted a couple of bars, so I thought he could have used E-40 a little bit more. But I thought the production was more aggressive here. There was more social commentary. There was a lot more social commentary on 2.5. I thought 2.5, I mean, you can't use the C word classic, right? Yet, until you've got to see like what impact and what influence it has. But that's one of the best albums that I've heard. So while I was maybe a little bit more critical on the documentary 2, the documentary 2.5, I think was phenomenal. I thought it was excellent. I almost wish that the documentary 2.5 was the documentary 2, because I thought it was excellent album.
Man, I'm gonna go back and say, I knew that the game was ready. And that first disc, like we all said, what was it, 18 tracks? And it held all of our attentions. I knew he was ready. And then I didn't know what to expect out of 2.5. I'm like, damn, is he just gonna be like throwaways? Like, what is it gonna be? Like, dog, like, you already giving us too much on the first disc. Like, what's all of this gonna be? So this dude not only gave you a great first disc, he gave you an amazing second disc. And Andrew said it, like, I think the second disc is, the 2.5 is better than 2. And I don't know if he did that on purpose, but these songs felt even more Cali. These songs were a little bit more introspective. You know, he also shed light on the Bloods and the Crips and everything. And he also had like Father, Like Son on this. Like, that's personal. You know what I'm saying? Part two, that is a very personal song. And for him to have his own son back, Harlem on there, you know what I'm saying, 10 years later with Busta Rhymes on there, I thought that was great. So I don't know what game was thinking, but you know, for him to be so confident and call this a classic, putting these two albums out, man, I think he has his own case to put it out there like that. Like I said, on the first disc, I don't know if that disc alone was a classic, but these two combined, man, this is some of Game's best work, hands down. And Gang Bang Anyway, how he ends it, he says, bullets pop up like State Farm, nigga, and it goes into the ghetto?
Yeah.
Bruh, that, like, that right there. And then I also like how he had the little radio skit in between, because that kind of signaled the shift in the sound of 2.5. Because at first, it was like kind of hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, Crenshaw, Gang Bang, the ghetto was dope as hell. From Adam, you know, had a lot of different energy. Then he really like Cali swagged that thing out toward the end after that radio skit. So I thought, man, look, man, I
know what to say. Really. Yeah,
I knew he was right. This is
it.
Like, it lived up to whatever it took.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I had a bar set really high, and he surpassed that. So this is an excellent album, man. And if you follow me on Periscope, you would have seen me bumping that shit on the way to the Dead End Hip Hop shoot. So make sure y'all follow us on Periscope, man. It's dope. You get behind the scenes stuff, exclusive. It's live. Y'all bumping the whip with FIFA, man. And Rod give you unedited cuts behind the scenes, man. Make sure you follow everybody on Periscope.
I don't know who preached this before. I don't know if it was either Ken or Mike, but I'm glad that I had time to really sit with this second disc, because I think if I would have rushed it and tried to listen to it or skim through it after listening to this one, I would have probably been like, you know, I like this one better, but I'm not really putting this that much. But I'm glad I was able to really sit down with this second disc and listen to it like it's a separate album from the first disc, because I ain't gonna lie, I was like, look, I'm not gonna listen. I told y'all, I'm not about to listen to 38 tracks. I'm gonna listen to the first disc. We review that. If we're gonna review the second disc later on down the line, that's cool, because then I can sit with the second disc. But I'm glad I did, because this one, like you said, it does have that Cali feel. I thought just from how it started off with him talking to Sway and all that stuff, talking about some, yeah, this gang shit, you ain't gonna never give it up. I'm thinking like, okay, it's gonna be dark. You know, Anderson .Paak, he started off real good with that Cocaine 80s joint. But I love that joint right there. That's one of my favorite joints on there. Gang related. I still kind of like the first one a little bit better, because I think with that one, Game gave me more of like a variety, like how he can switch up his style. He can go over some boom bap New York, he can go over some smooth stuff, he can go over some West Coast. I think this one is strictly like
West Coast.
Like, he like, look, I'ma show y'all where I come from, blood. Like, you can see the bracken, like how they say Bompton is like Compton, but blood, you know, Brazy. I bet I didn't see some Brazies, you know, like all that blood talk, all that blood lingo he was doing throughout the whole album, I thought was dope. And it was so West Coast and soul game, you know what I'm saying? It was soul game. I think that's one thing I do like about it, because I'm like, man, this dude really, he gave a, the first album he gave you, like, okay, I'm gonna show you this. But this one, I'm showing you Compton. Like, the whole album, I felt like it was like kind of like when Nas made New York State of Mind. I felt like I was in LA when I was listening to 2.5, and I think that's what I liked about this disc so much. That's why it grew on me, because I'm like, man, this dude is really giving you Compton. And I was wondering, just like you, well, I don't know if you said it, but like, I was wondering if he was gonna do a part two to like Father Like Son, how he had on the original documentary. Now his son is older now and he got two kids and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, I thought that was a nice good twist with the Alchemist production and everything. And I think he finished the second disc off so perfectly with Life. I thought it was the perfect good way to close out the album. The only one track I didn't like on there was My Flag and The Homies. Yeah, that was the only one I didn't really care too much for. I mean, it wasn't horrible, but it was just kind of like, But I love that Battle Cat track, the one with YG. And I think E40, YG and all them, that's like so West Coast. Like, when I hear that, I'm like, then in the DJ Quick's groove, man, like, I was waiting for Raphael Sadiq to come and sing the hook on that track for some reason. I don't know why. It was that perfect DJ Quick production that I've been a fan of for years, since back in the day. He still had that signature sound that I've always loved by DJ Quick. So it was just West Coast. I love it, man. I love this disc. Second disc, I'm glad I was able, like I said, sitting with it. Yeah, I know. Because if we would have reviewed that, I'd have been like, yeah, it's all right. It's cool.
I don't want to listen to this shit.
Yeah, I know it's cool.
These
I
like
this.
Lost subs because of you, bro.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm really glad I was able to sit down and enjoy this album. And I think sonically, I still like the first disc a little bit better. But I still really do enjoy this second disc as well. So kudos to the game with a great 2-disc album.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I kind of like the first one a little bit.
It's like a little bit.
It's just
better.
The energy. I think I prefer over the second one.
Even though I'm not knocking the West Coast, the West Coast sound that I'm loving with the second disc, I love it. That's why I love that.
Yeah.
That's what I loved about it.
It was a little bit more cohesive than the first one, but the first one got like way more energy.
Energy, yeah.
And I think maybe that's why I probably like it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The different styles.
I know that's why I like it.
Yeah, it's just the different styles that he gave me was impressive. I think I was really it kind of caught me off guard with that first. I was like,
it's like you can ride to the first one, but you can chill with the second one.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
I'm pretty much in agreement with B. I actually did like the first one more. And the funny thing is, at the time that we did the first review, I did not like the second one at all. I was like, this is not good.
Yeah.
And I was actually driving away and I was thinking, I was like, I'm glad we didn't cover the second one, because at the review I would have said that I didn't like it. And I think it was because it was too much game at one time. Yeah. The thing that is so great about this second disc is that it's not a continuation of the first one. Yeah. It's a completely different album. I don't understand how he did that. Like, if you think of all of the classic double albums, Life After Death and
All Eyes on Me,
while those are great, the discs to me don't sound dissimilar. They sound like it's one recording session. This does not sound like that. I don't know if
Game King's coming in late.
How we lying? You late? That's a fact.
What you saying about?
Oh, that.
I know.
He ain't shaving nothing. Look at him coming.
No shave. That's right. It's no shave November. It's going to be like this all night.
He's so late, he couldn't even turn his lights off. He even forgot he could turn his lights off. You know, that car old as shit. You might want to go get that. Motherfucker, don't start.
Don't put him out there like that.
No, I like his car. It is old though.
Y'all gonna be.
No.
It's a classic.
Old cars, man.
It's a classic.
It's not one of the old school Regals, but it's
$99. You gotta turn them damn lights on.
It goes off automatically, Mike. It's not that damn old.
How long does it take?
It's not that old, Mike.
This shit's been off for a minute.
So you don't know how the game did it.
Yeah, I don't know how the game did that to where, I don't know if he did it on purpose. Like if he chose these producers for this disc and these producers for this disc, but these two albums don't sound anything alike. Like the first one is hard and it's gangsta and it's rough. This one, which makes me like it, is that it's more pulled back, it's more personal. It's still gangsta, but it's not aggressive. Which I think is dope, but man, gangbang anyway. I love J-Rock. I love J-Rock. Man, I love J-Rock. But Schoolboy started that shit off hard as shit. And I was just like, man, I can't wait till J-Rock come in here. And he killed that
up,
shit.
That yes. Beat switched up? I was like, man,
catch your ass leaving the club, murk you at Denny's. I was like, yes. But every song on here, like,
yeah,
and then when it rolled into, because Nas sounded like classic Nas. The way he wrote that beat was just amazing.
It almost sounded like it was a Nas song he gave the game.
Yes, it did.
It almost sounded like that.
That's his style of production.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And the way he started the track off and just like, man, Nas sounded so damn good on that track. But one of my favorite moments, I have to say, was going from Quick's Groove to Outside. Because those two songs fit so well together. And my man E-40, always sounding like E-40. He was, man, but every song on here.
That one sounds so Oakland too. I don't know if he made that for just cause E-40 was on it.
I think so.
It sounds so Oakland.
Either that or he just brought that to it cause it's E-40.
Yeah, E-40, yeah.
But there's one song / moment on this album. Just like on the last project, there was the one song I was like, this is bullshit. Game, don't do this shit ever again.
The sex song.
What the fuck?
I took this shit off.
I
took it off.
I don't blame you.
I took it off. Yeah,
Why do grown men do this? I don't understand why you as a grown man can go into a studio and be behind a mic making fucking sounds with a whole bunch of other dudes in the room. Why are you and it's not even like some homophobe shit. I'm just saying, like, what is the purpose? What is the purpose?
It was an ode to that Easy Dick shit, though, right? That was on like the old Doggy Pounds and all that.
It don't matter.
I mean, it's an old.
Do you want to be driving? Yeah, we should be way beyond here.
I understand that. I got the purpose of it. I guess I'll never get
the purpose of that.
It was an ode.
Even back then, I didn't get the purpose of that. Even when Ice-T did it, I didn't get the purpose. Mm-hmm. Like, and Ice-T was fucking hard on his track.
He was going in and get that shit.
Yeah.
Breaking the beds and shit.
Why? I don't understand. This album was great. When it hit that sex skit, even though it said sex skit on my play thing, I was like, Game's not gonna do that to me. Game's not gonna do that. Sure enough, here we go.
Here you go.
Take this dick. You gonna take this dick.
Especially coming from those strong tracks. Then you just, you know, you like
gets to this bullshit.
Like, what the hell?
But that's the only negative, and that's pretty damn good. That's the only negative is a skit. Every song on here, I think, was class. I do agree with B and Rock, though. I did like the first one a little bit more, just because I think that's the sound that I like Game on. Mm-hmm. I like Game when he's aggressive and angry and pissed off and mean. But that's not to say he don't do pull back, lay back well either. Game is a good rapper. Yeah. So yeah, this is great.
I felt like I liked this one better, but I think it's because of the first half of this album. The second disc was interesting to me because of the way it was kind of put together, because you had the serious, more socially conscious songs at the top of this album, and then I want to say right after Quick's Groove, you know, it kind of went into the whole West Coast shit, like it was an ode to the West Coast. It had, you know, Mustard and Quick on it.
Battlecat.
You know, Battlecat had Problem, had all of the West Coast rappers. It kind of took you in two different places. I do feel like the first one was more cohesive than the second one, but I love the topics that Game was talking about on the second disc. Because, you know, if I recall, I haven't really her game really addressed stuff like that. So I thought that that was really, really dope. Funny thing about it is that when I first listened to this disc, I wasn't really paying that much attention to the first couple of songs. You know, I was running around the house, just doing stuff around the house. And then, you know, I picked it up when I got back in the car. And I recall, like, it was kind of, I don't mean this to come off insulting. I was just busy doing all the stuff. You know, you have music playing in the house, we run around doing stuff, right? So that's what I was doing. I was like, okay, Quits Groove is where I left off. Put on Quits Groove. And then, of course, it went to the West Coast shit. I was like, oh, okay, so disc one was, you know, this sort of thing. And disc two was all about this whole West Coast thing. I didn't know that the first half of the second disc had all of those type of songs on it. So I was like, oh, man. When I got back and really listened, I was like, oh, man, this shit is really, really dope. The shit with Scarface, the shit with Nas, all the shit you guys probably already mentioned. You know, it was really, really interesting to me. And then, of course, you know, the West Coast shit, which I thought was really cool that he did that. I was a little slightly put off by Quits Groove a little bit. When I think Quits Groove, I think DJ Quick albums. Am I the only one that kind of felt that way? Like, you know, Quick has always put those on his albums, which just felt weird for it to be on here and called Quits Groove and for him to do it. But again, you know, it was kind of like an ode to the West Coast, and I know he reached out to him, and I thought that was dope. And I thought it was dope that he did that. But yeah, man, so overall, I mean, I love the second disc. I thought it was well put together. You know, it was interesting because, you know, when we were talking about reviewing, and it was 38 tracks, and it's a double album, and it's supposed to be an ode to Biggie and Pac, I was like, man, I'm listening to all this shit. You know, but after listening to it, you know, I was glad that, you know, I did take the time to invest and listen to it, because originally I was just like, I'm just gonna listen to the first disc and be done with it. But no, I'm glad that I did, because it was, really showed a different side of Game that I can appreciate. I would like to see him continue to kind of head down this road, because I think he can do it, and I think he can do it successfully.
So you like the first better than the second? Or?
I do like the first one a little bit better, yeah. I think overall it's a stronger disc than the second one, but I think the subject matter on the second disc in the first half before, you know, he got to get Quits Groove, I really, really, really enjoyed, because I haven't really heard Game kind of talk about stuff like that on albums before. So it really showed a more mature Game, and it showed that Game is growing up. And you've been in the game, I mean, he's been in hip hop for 10 years, so it was good to see that 10 years later you can at least show some level of growth and maturity.
Game, if you're watching, like I said at the end of the first one, man, I know you like making projects that are long as hell. That's just what you do. And this was by far the dopest, longest project that you've done. So keep making dope music, man. Like for me, I don't think you've ever really made like a bad album. You've made some albums I don't enjoy, but you're a dope artist, bro. Just keep, you Game, bro. Just keep doing it.
You want to say keep doing you?
Nope.
I see that. I can see you trying not to say
it.
You
want to say it so bad.
Yeah, I agree. There are some projects of yours that I don't listen to on a regular basis, but I've never thought that you were a bad artist. It just seemed like maybe at times you weren't really putting your all into some of the music that you were doing, but I feel like this one, I feel like you put everything into it, and it came out and it showed. You made two great albums. Like, that to me is amazing. A lot of dudes can't put out one good album, and you put out two full, 3 hours worth of solid music, you know, very little filler. So all I can say is great job. It's good to see West Coast gangsters doing good music and not sticking to like a formula. So yeah, great job, man.
I don't even know what. Watch the disc one. Shit. I mean, you know, watch that. I don't. It's like, what can I say? It's like, Game, if you're watching this, thank you. For keeping my attention for two whole discs. Cause you know, one disc, I was like, man, I was kind of like Ken. I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna listen to one disc. But you know, like I stated early in the video, I'm glad I was able to sit with this disc and really listen to it. And you kept my attention for 2 hours. Two full 19 track albums. That's super kudos to you. For someone like me, I prefer like J-Rock length albums, 90059 type length albums. But you kept my attention. So I think that's the only thing I can really say. You put, I love the blood references you gave me. I love how you put me, like that song outside. What's that song? Outside with an E4. Like you gave me a day in the life of a blood. So like I love when artists can give me that great storytelling description of how your particular day is, or how you living in your city or whatever. So I love that. That's one thing I do love about the second disc. Of course, you know, the features, I thought they all held their own. And they didn't outshine you. Like, even though that you had Nas and Scarface and all them on there, you still held your own, which is good. You didn't get murdered on your own shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, kudos, man. I love it. Love both this one, 2, and 2.5. So, thanks for really having that hunger with this album.
Yeah, I mess with it. You know, I think it's definitely interesting that you have two albums that have two different sounds and different feels to them, and I think that shows the level of creativity and artistry that's within you. And you know, I would like to see, you know, you continue to do that. You're the artist, man. I've been listening to you for years now, so I don't think it's ever been a question of talent or anything like that. And I love all your albums. I pretty much think I got them all, if I'm not mistaken. But you know, just keep doing you, man. I love the growth and maturity that I heard on this project, and I'm really, really interested and am really curious to see where you go from here. But overall, man, I enjoyed it. You know, like B said, it's 30 something tracks, you know, and I think that to hold, you know, I mean, I'm a grown man, I be having grown man shit to do, but to hold my attention like that over the span of two discs, you know, says a lot with, you know, like Mike said, little filler, if any, depending on what songs you like or don't like. But overall, man, you know, good ass job.
If the game's watching,
yeah.
Why wasn't 2.5 2? Yeah. No, I mean, but at the end of the day, I do appreciate, and I'm gonna say this because I don't do album reviews all the time, right? I appreciate a lot of songs being put out, you know, because we've got 37 new game songs, so this can last a long time. So whereas, you know, when I'm going through and I'm trying to review it can get exhausting, but now I can just kind of sit back and I'm probably going to listen to 2.5 a lot more than I listened to 2.5. You know, I thought it was great. I hope people do not sleep on this thinking that this is just some bonus mixtape. And you know, I don't know his intentions behind it, but I think that this was an album that he really wanted to make. We see a lot of the game, and I loved it. It was great.